Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Aleph and Beis. Keep in mind, we haven't announced it in a while, but we are still, would love to invite all of our OU daf listeners to join us in our building project, in our building of a Mikdash Ba'at in Eretz Yisrael. If anybody wants to participate, please go to nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org, and feel free to participate in the great mitzvah of building a shul in Eretz Yisrael. We'd love to have your participation. Okay, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are on the second to last line in Perek Kol Sha'a. We are on the last couple of lines relating to Isurim of Chametz, and then we get into Matzah. Says the Gemara Amar Rava, Afana Nami Tanina. Rava says there is also a Brisa that supports what we just said. What did we just say? We discussed the issues of something that became Tameh, and can it become Tohar? What if it was Hektish? Hasachada, Suffik Tumah, that was all yesterday's daf. And the Gemara discussed the last suggestion that was made, was that it's not a Chumra of Tumah, it's not a Chumra of Hasachadas, it's just a Chumra of Mala Subakachim. Really, Maker did it should be fine, but Mila, sometimes you find that Hektish, which we related to Truma as well, has a higher standard. So Rava says there's also another context where we find that they had a Mila, that they created a stringency when it comes to an area of Kachim. The Hagos, or Bezal Ranchberg here points out, it's somewhat unusual. Rav is quoting Afananami Tanina. Usually, Afananami Tanina has to do not with a suggestion by the Gemara. Rather, he says here, Tzarech Iyun, the Alzelo Shayach Afananami Tanina, Kivadena Balashan Abraisa, Elastama Deshas. Afananami Tanina, usually it's another Tanaitic source that supports the previous one. But here there was no previous one. It was just a suggestion by the Gemara. But okay, either way, it's unusual, but there's nothing problematic about it, so to speak. So Amar Rava, Afananami Tanina, Vinasan, I love Mayim Chaim El Keli, talking about the Para Aduma process of Tara. What do? We put on it. Mayim Chayim El Keli. We put the water into the Kli and we sprinkle the ashes on top of the water. Shetehe Chiyusan Bekli. So what do we darshan from that pasuk, Mayim Chayim El Keli? That there has to be direct connection from the Keli, from the vessel, with the water that is being drawn from the Ma'ayan. So one is not allowed to draw it with one Kli and then pour it into the next Kli that's going to be used for the Avodah. No, it has to be drawn out with the Kli itself, says Rashi in the last two lines. Ba'oso Kli atzmo shu makandish bo mechatos be'efron tzorech lemalosim in amayan v'lo yimalim b'kli achar v'yarem l'toch zeh. That's what we learned from the first half of the Pasuk, that the water and the Kli have to be directly connected. Chiyusan, the chiyus of the water comes from the Kli directly. But if you focus on the verb, the nasan always sounds like you put something into a Kli, alma tlushin inu. So that word would reflect that the water is already talush, it's already separated from its source, and then it's put into the Kli. But we just said in the other part of the pasuk, Mayim Chayim El Keli, that it has to be directly connected. So which is it? So Ela Ma'ala, it must be that Maila, it's a Maila Midrabana, Mikra Adin, it's Vinasan. You take it out of one Kli, you can pour it to another Kli. But there was a Maila that was done, but when it comes to the process of Paraduma, that we require it to be directly, but that is a Chumra Durabanan. Me'ikar Adin, it could be Vinasan. Ela Ma'ala, Hachanami Ma'ala. So just like there it's a Ma'ala, so too here, it's a Ma'ala in terms of the being Mitire, something that became Tame when it was ready Hektish. We might not allow that, even though Me'ikar Adin, it should be that we can be Mitahir it. Good. Amar of Simi Bar Ashi Afanana Mitanina. We have another one. But the following one is an even bigger chiddush. Rashi is meir that this is on a Daraisa level. The previous examples we've given are relating to the Darabana level. Daraisa it's Din A, Midarabana it's Din B. Now we're about to have one on the Daraisa level as well, that you see there's a Maila Asu B'Kachim. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Negaim, Taval V'Allah, if the person, a Tvil Yom, Yom goes to the mikvah and he comes out of the mikvah, ocha b'maisra. At that moment, he has to wait until sunset for certain halachas, but right away he could eat maisra sheni. Right, based on the first Mishnah in Shas, also discusses this. He'ariv shimsha, once the sun sets, ocha b'truma. Then he could eat truma that night, and the next day, if he has to bring a carbon, he brings his carbon. But truma in bekachim lo. Only truma that night, but can I eat kachim until the next day? If he's a mechusrei kapara, amai, why, tarhu? There's nothing else that he has to do, isn't he? Tahar? Where the din of Tvul Yom, that's a din to Araisa. You have to wait till sunset. Uba Hashemesh v'tahir. But the din of Mechuzri Kabar, waiting for Kachem till the next morning, who says that? Ela mala, it must be that it is a din d'oraisa, but it's a chumrah that we have by kachim more than we have by truma, hachanami ma'ala, so too here. So we see there are different gradations in terms of items in halacha, right? We have chulin, we have meiser sheni, we have truma, we have kachim, and sometimes we even have para aduma. Para aduma, the Gemara just connected it in the previous Gemara, bringing it as an example of kachim, but really in some mishnayos that we have paraduma on even a higher level, a higher standard than other kachim as well. Interesting lashon of the Mishnah, taval ve'ala. What do you mean, tav? Of course, if you go to the mikvah, then obviously you come out of the mikvah. Why didn't the Mishnah just say, taval, if he goes to the mikvah, ola be'ochem ha'maiser, obviously when he comes out, what he's going to eat in the Mishnah. So some suggest the Kesef Mishnah writes this in Tumas Meis. He has the question, which he brings this and others as a raya, that the Mishnah always say, Tavah v'Allah, when we go to the mikvah, when are we tahar? When does the status of tahara come? Is it when we are in the water? When we're underwater, that's when we're tahar. Boom, that's when the status changes, or no? It's only when we would come out of the water. That's when it changes. So there are a number of Mishnayos that say Taval V'Allah. Taval V'Allah. So is that just on a practical level, obviously come out of the mikvah? Or is it something halachic related to the Aliyah? The Kesef Mishnah assumes it's only Aliyah min ha-mikvah. Would it then be with the Tahara kick in? Good. Amar Avashi, Nafanan Amitani, the last suggestion. The last time we see this idea of a chumrah, we bring a mala, a chumrah, in terms of kachim, we have this already back in the end of the first parak. Veha basar. If basar becomes tamei, lerabos, esa eitziv malavona. He will include wood and frankincense. Those also, if they're makabal tumah, so that is not able to be eaten, as we'll talk about. It's not food. You know what I mean? They're not makabal tuma. Must be a mila that we have by kachim. Remember, this was based on the sugi that we had at the end of the first parak. Chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh, the affection in which we hold the area of kachim, that itself is able to be a rule breaker. And even though something is not normally considered edible, it can be called edible. And even though, right, it doesn't have a shem ochel, we give it a shem ochel. And even though something is normally not makabel tuma, able to be makabel tuma, we allow it to be makabel tuma. That was the two types of chibas hakodesh that the Minchas Chinuch discussed. One he was happy with, one he wasn't happy with, but we suggested that maybe they're all the same idea. If you say hechshel lekabel tuma is also based on giving a shame ochel. That's what we discussed then in the end of the first parak. Okay, now we move on to matzah. First parak, if you remember, was all about bedikas chametz. This parak had some miscellaneous laws, beginning started with zmanim of chametz on Erev Pesach. We got into ma'acholas asuros in a big way on the first couple of daf in the parak. We got into issues of mashkon in the next mishnah that we had in daf lamed of a beis, a Jew that lends a non-Jew money and vice versa, and the chametz acts as a security. Where is the chametz? Is it hirhino etzlo? It's deposited by the person. And we had chametz that was lost under a building collapse, some apoles, trumas chametz bepesach, all various miscellaneous and yanim relating to chametz. That was so far what we've had in the parak, and now we switch. Now we go to matzah. Says the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim Sha'adam Yosei Beni Dechavas BePesach. The following items, following ingredients, can make up the mitzvah of matzah. There can be five types, as we know. The five grains that we have, which are also, as we'll see in the Gemara, the five grains that can create chametz, the five grains that one is chayiv in challah, those are the five grains that can create the mitzvah of matzah. Bechitim, wheat, b'seorim, barley matzah, b'kusmin, spelt matzah, which one could get today, especially those who are allergic. U'bishifon, rye, u'bishibola, shual, and oats, those five types of matzahs, one can be yotzei the mitzvah with. It's interesting that there's no next line of the Mishnah. What does that mean? There's no next line. If you look for a moment to the next Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph, the Mishnah there lists off what items you could use for maror. Ve'elu yirakos she'adam yosei b'ni dechavas v'pesach. The following are the vegetables that you could use for maror. Chazeres, tamcha, charchavina, as Be'ez Hashem will talk about. But there, if you continue the Mishnah says, u'mitztarfin l'kizayis. They could all combine to the shear of kizayis that you need for maror. Here, the Mishnah is silent. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about Sirif. So what are we supposed to think about that? Why is there no Sirif? Says the Ran in his commentary right here that there would be no Chiddush in our context. That is why this Ron is on the next Mishnah. He says, Venir Ali, you don't think it's a question until you read the next Mishnah. Like, wait a minute, why did the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey say the same thing? Venir Ali, Dehu Adin Ave Matzah L'Misni, Lini Kizayis Matzah D'Mistarfin. The Ron says, in a chinami, it's true. You could combine spelt and wheat matzah. That's fine. You could combine it into a kizayis. Ela Lagabe Matzah Pshitale. But by matzah, it's obvious. What's the chiddush? Avol Hacha Dafka by Mar Itzrich. Why? Salkata the Chamina. Kivan Da Amri Ruse Kabdinon. Since, as we will see, Marar is all about the taste. On the bitterness. You might have thought that the different vegetables, the different types of marar, are mevatel and weaken and soften each other's sharpness. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush. The kiva, the ish, the kul, and tamarirus, mitztarfen. They're all bitter in their own respective ways, and therefore it is good enough. That's why there's a chiddush in that Mishnah to say they can be mitztarif. Here, of course, they can be mitztarif. There's no chiddush, says the Ran. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Minchas Chinuch is not so convinced of this. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud, the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, he quotes this Ron within his discussion, but he is not so sure that they could combine. He says, L'chora nira pashut. Deim lokach matzah michameshes minim. Mixas bizeh, mixas bizeh, ashishlim ulekazayis. Hein kodem afiyev and efe biyachad. Hein shed efek alechar b'fnei atzma. Whether you combine them before the baking process or after. L'chora mitzarfen lekazayis. Like the Ron started off. Am I low? Why wouldn't you say it works? Why wouldn't you say it works? Just like, he says, the Mishnah says in Chala, in the first Mishnah in Chala, Chamisha minim elu mitztarfim zem zeva chayevim b'chala. V'yem kein chazina, and says the Minchas Chinuch, kol heichi de mitztarif mefurish, kechid de mitztarif, mefurish ladi b'mishnah, v'kani mefurish de mitztarfim, efshar de ein mitztarfim. But he says, but wait a minute. Maybe the Mishnah says it explicitly there to contrast. Is it because that's the first Mishnah in Shas that discusses the five grains? So you know it from Zerum, so now we're in Moed. So, you know, you have to read this Mishnah in light of that Mishnah. Or do I say, no, it's Dafka there. So he says, ach, Mishamein Raya, maybe there's no Raya that it's a contrast. The Sham Hava Mina Kiva Du Min B'Sheino Mino Ena Mitztarif. There's a difference of Min B'Sheino Mino, Masha'en Ked here. And he goes back and forth. The Minchas Chinuch is not convinced either way. He quotes our Mishnah, he quotes the Ran, he quotes other Rayas, Kedarka Bakodesh from Shas, in terms of whether it should be Mitztarif or not. That is the Minchas Chinuch Ha'ara in Mitzvah Yud. Okay, we continue. So the Mishnah says these five grains. The Maharam Shik, in his commentary on Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, L'chadchilo, one should use wheat. So there's a choice. That's the Minhag HaOlam. Unless there's a specific circumstance that requires otherwise, the Minhag HaOlam is to use wheat matzahs. Continuing, the Yotzin b'demai. Everyone can be Yotze with demai, matzah of demai. What's demai? Demai. This, what is it? Produce wheat or grains that I bought from an Amah Aretz, Rove Ameh Haaretz Ma'asrin Hain. Most of the time they take off Trumas and Ma'asrus, they take off Trumas Gadol. You're not sure if they took off Ma'asrin Rishon, which has Trumas Ma'asrin inside of it. So most of the Ameh Haaretz do. So, Me'ik Lechadchila, we know there's a Gzeira against eating Tamai, but Yevet, if that's what you have, then one can eat it. We'll talk more about Tamai, Be'ed Hashem, on Amid Base. V'yotzin b'tamai, u'ma'asr Rishon, shenet l'shumaso, and Ma'asr Rishon, that had its Trumas Gadol taken off of it. This list that we have now comes up in a few places in Shas, including Maseches Brachos, making benching with these types of items. At each time, the Gemara goes through each one of these, explaining what the Chiddush is, as we will see. Be'ezus Hashem. Uba Ma'aser Shadi v'Hekdesh Niftu, one could also use Ma'aser Shadi and Hekdesh that were redeemed. Somebody has Ma'aser Shadi and Hekdesh grain that was redeemed from Hekdesh and from Ma'aser Shadi, could also use that, right? Why not? As we will see. Ma'aser Rishon Rashi adds in Shel Levium. Of the Levium, a Levi could use Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Shani could be used in Yerushalayim. V'hekdesh niftu. If it was nifta, then even outside. V'akohanim b'chala b'truma. Kohanim could use chala and truma that was given to them. Chala and truma. Rashi, avo Yisrael b'truma lo. But Yisrael is not allowed to use truma. Why not? Rashi, quoting the Gemara, because one is only allowed to use something that is usser if it would have been leavened mishum chametz. If there is another isser involved in this item, so then one would not be able to use it. That's the Ran here. The Rashi here has that limud. Call the machala b'truma, right? Lo tochal of chametz shivas. You haven't tochal of matzos. Misha eino muzhar al chimutzo el mishum chametz ata yotze boi dechovas matza yotze zesh usser machmas isser acher. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, avalo b'tevel. One's not allowed to use tevel. untithed grain, v'lo b'maiser rishon shalona chumaso, maiser rishon which you did not take off chumas maiser from, v'lo maiser sheni v'hektish shalona niftu, and maiser sheni and hektish that were not nifta, one is not allowed to use it. Why not? What can you use it? It's mitzvah babavera, right? Some rishonim use that lashon here. The Ran mitzvah babavera. If you want to use hektish or you want to use maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, that is mitzvah babavera. Asks the achronim, the Makor Chaim. I don't think we mentioned the Makor Chaim yet. In this pesach, the Makor Chaim is the Nesivus' commentary on Hilchas Pesach. Makor Chaim in Siman Tov Nun Dalid says, but 1 minute, I know the halacha is, we know from Rosh Hashanah, if you blow with a shofar of an ola, you're yotzei. If you blow a shofar with a shofar of an ola, carbon ola, you take the shofar of it, you're yotzei. And it's yotzei l'chulin, you violate me'ila, but you're yotzei the mitzvah. So why here by hektish matzah are you not yotzei? Fine, you did an avera. So why? Says the Makor Chaim, here there's a difference, because here it's worse, because the avera exists from the beginning until the end. Right? It's an avera even before you start doing anything. Right? It's hektish. Right, the second that you start using it, Mashenkin there, Tokeh b'shofar shel ola, there it is yotzei lachulin. Says the Makor Chaim. So you can find the lashon. Says the Makor Chaim that there's a difference between these two cases. Here says the Makor Chaim she'afal pi sheyotzei lachulin ba'achilaso mikol makom eino yotzei dechovaso mishum shari zechashu mitzvah ba'avera kivet she'asa avera betchilas kiyum mitzvah so'achila. Right, Mashenkin over there, he's Mechalik. Gotta work on the Makor Chaim exactly what his chilik is. One, I think, might suggest another distinction, which is the pshat that's given for the famous Rambam. The Rambam says if you blow a shofar of a stolen shofar, you're Yotze, because Ein Bekol Din Gezel, the mitzvah is Shmiya, and therefore that's not tangible. And therefore, Ein Bekol Din Gezel, Mashenkin, in our case, it's not about the Shmiya, it's about a tangible act of eating. And therefore, that will be the difference, meaning a fundamental difference between Tkiyah Shofar and Achilas Matzah. Okay, then we'll come back to Mitzvah Babavera on Amud Beis. Continuing. Chalos Hatoda V'Rikike Nazir. So these are two. You don't have too many others. Maybe these are the only ones. Where do you have matzah that you could be making at home that you're going to be used for a karbat? As we know, the karbat Toda has 40 loaves brought with it. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. And v'rakike nazir, the wafers that are brought with a nazir's carbon as well. So are you allowed to use those? So we just said, hektish, not allowed to use. But what if you weren't maktish them yet? You just had certain plans. Says the Mishnah, asa'an la'atzmo, if he made it for himself to use as the carbon, he's a carbon toda, he's a nazir, ein yotzei bahen, you can't use them even before you shechted the carbon. Rashi points out, as the Gemara is going to say, you just had in mind, we'll see why, asa limkar bashuk, but if you made them to sell to somebody else to use them, and then you decide, no, you want to use them for matzah, yotzei bahen, then you could use them, as we'll see the reasons in the Gemara. Good, we continue. Tana, kusmin, so what are these types? Kusmin, as we said, is spelled min chitim. It's really in the larger category of chitim. Shibol ashuah v'shufan min sa'orim. Really, there's two categories, chitim and sa'orim, and the others are within those categories. L'mayin afkamina, what's the chiddush that the Gemara is teaching me here? So Rashi says, first Rashi on the Gemara, le'inyin truma, dein tarmin min al she'en omino, v'tarmin chitim al kusmin. Regarding truma, there are halachas about hafrashas truma. It's not just about getting it done. It has to be done in a certain way. You can't give min hara la yafe. You're supposed to give min hamukaf from the connected field. And here's another halacha. One has to give me min almino, something on the same type. I can't take bananas for grapes, assuming that they're both, even if they're both daraisa. Right? I can't take, maybe bananas is not a good example. I can't take apples for grapes or grapes for olives. Well, it has to be min al mino. So that's the nafkamina. Rashi says why it's important to know these categories. If you look at Tosfos quotes the Ri, who says maybe the difference, the nafkamina is for challah. For challah, you have to know. Rabbi Yom Menachah is muchach behedi, but b'raisa linyin challah misni. And therefore, it's a different halacha lemaisa ramification, not for our case of hafrashas truma. Good. Continuing, kusmin gulfa, shifon dishra, shibola shuol shvile tala. Okay, different categories of what these items are. Second line, hani in orez v'dochen lo. Our Mishnah says only 5 grains. You're yotzei the mitzvah matzah, but not orez v'docha, not rice and millet. These items are not. Minon emili. How do I know? How do I know that these two are excluded and only these five items? After all, we will see a shita in the Tanaim that holds that rice is part of the grains. Right? There's even in Maseches Brachos, right, in the sixth parak, discussions of whether you wash according to that opinion. You wash on rice, you bench on rice. So how do I know here? How does our Tana know what we hold, Minon Emili? How do I know that rice is not, you're not able to use rice matzah? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, v'chein Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, v'chein Tana devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Lo sochal alav chametz shivas yamim tochal alav matzos. Don't eat chametz for 7 days, and don't eat chametz and 7 days eat matzah. Shivas yamim tochal alav matzos. Dvarim habaim lidei. So we compare the same pasuk of the isser of chametz and the mitzvah of matzah. Dvarim habaim lidei chimutz adam yotzei bahen yidei chavasa b'matzah. Those items that lead to chimutz, the isser of chimutz, you could be yotzei matzah with. Yatzu elu, these are excluded. Shein ba'an l'dei chimutz, rice and millet do not lead to the mitzius of leavening that creates chametz, ela l'dei serchon, but it leads to a different type of process that's called sirchon in halacha, and therefore it is not allowed to be used for the mitzvah of matzah. Two ha'aretz. First a hashkafic note, and then we'll get to the important halachic issue that comes up right here on these few lines. First, the Ohev Yisrael, the Apta Rav, says, al derech Musar, ki ikar avodas Hashem achashuva, hi kisha oved es Hashem yisbarach, afilu bedivrei artzius, umal osam l'shamayim. The godless and the purpose of being an Ovid Hashem is not to live in the clouds, it's to take this world, take our Gashmi, is it to be Mekadeshit. Aval, Mish Ovid Hashem, Rak B'divrei Torah, B'tfil L'chud. If we only serve Hashem in learning Torah and in davening, but we're not Mekadesh the lives around us, we're not Mekadesh the Gashmi, is that's not the ultimate goal of a Jew, right? We're not supposed to be what's called a Tzadik and Pelt, sitting in our own Dalai Lama's, not doing it, not being involved. No, we have to be Mekadesh, we have to build a family, right? I think I mentioned in the past, Rav Nosson Adler has the unbelievable Hara. So if you think about the mitzvah of Hakel, how can you think? We have the men, women, and children all go, Anashim, Anashim, Taf, Machlokes, Rishonim. The Ramban there, in the end of the Torah, says, Taf. What does Chazal say about Taf? Anashim, they come to learn. The women come, Lishmoa, and the Taf come, Litin, Schar, Lumiviehem, to give Schar to those who bring them. That's unbelievable. Says the Ramban, it sounds like it's about bring your babies. Right, because if it was children that are higiel l'chinuch, which the Ramban says, I would have thought misvara. That's what we're talking about here. Anashim anashim v'tav is higiel l'chinuch. But you look at Chazal, litin schalim mivayim pashtus. It's not the children who could get anything out of it. So it's just the experiential litin schalim mivayim. Says Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe Lechsam Sofer. What do you think the spiritual level of the parents will be when they're pushing strollers, they have children hanging off each of their arms, and they're in the Beis HaMikdash trying to listen to the king read the Sefer Devarim? Is it such a spiritual experience? They're going to have the diaper bag, and this kid's going to have to go to the bathroom, and this one's going to be hungry and whiny. Wouldn't it be much more spiritual to leave the kids at home, till all the men could go to the Beis HaMikdash, and be inspired? The answer is, that's not what life's about. Life's about doing it with one's family, says Rav Nosson Adler, bringing them up, and even if one has to sacrifice a little bit, because they're with their child, right? Even if, let's say, somebody's going to shul, and then to miss minyan, it can't work, but let's say somebody's waiting for their son, and they're going to be a minute or two late, instead of being 5 minutes early, or they'll be on time instead of early, then one has to sacrifice. Wait for the son, wait for the child. So sometimes we have to sacrifice in terms of these issues. So he says, that's the goal of life, says the Ohev Yisrael, to take everybody and everything around us and be Mekadeshit. And that's what it means. Anything that could come to Chimutz. What's Chimutz? The Gemara says, the Sa'ar Shebe'isa, the physical, right? Called everybody Chimutz, that's what you could use for matzah. Adam, and I channel it. Anything that's low bali de chimutz, it's not a focus. I'm not even going there. It says that's matzah. Obviously, we're not looking for nisyonos. That's not the point, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the last parak says that David HaMelech asked for a nisayon, and he wasn't supposed to. We daven every morning, we don't ask for nisyonos. But there's a difference between asking for nisyonos and just taking the gashmias, the physical world around us, being the kaddish, our eating, and our being in the office, and wherever we are, we do that in a sanctified and uplifted way, and Mekadeshim Shemayim in all areas. That's the Dvar Musar that he has on only Dvarim Habon L'dei Chimutz can one be Yotzi the Mitzvah Matzah. The other major issue that comes up right here is that it's Mefurish. The Gemara says, rice and millet is Eino Ba'a Lidei Chimutz, and therefore, there's no worry about it. You read the Gemara, okay, it's not Ba'a Lidei Chimutz, meaning what's the other choice? You can eat it. If it's not Ba'a Lidei Chimutz, you can't use it for the Mitzvah Matzah, but what's wrong with eating it? Ah, here it is, the Sugya of Kitnios. Right here is where it starts. There are two opinions in the Rishonim, where the Minhag of Kitnios started. Kitnios goes back many years, 500 years, it's in the Rishonim, six even more, 700 years, right? Different than the Minhag of Gebrux, of Matzah Shruya, which does not go back as long and it does not have as much basis in the Rishonim. There are some hints to Matzah Shruya, to Gebrux in the Rishonim, but Kitnios is very well grounded in the Rishonim. The Smak and the Ritva. The Ritva is right here. The Smak in Reish Chav Beis, in Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz of the Smak in Reish Chav Beis. So he quotes, Valakinios, Kagon Poish, Ubuli, Verais, Va'adashim, V'chayotzi Bohem, Raboseinu, Noagem Bohem, Isser, Shalola Ochlam, Pesach, Klau. Don't eat it, you can't eat it. Umevi Raya, Dafilu, Orez. He says, and he quotes others that say we should be mako because of our Gemara. The Pasha of our Gemara, and then it says, "Miu kasha hadavar ma'od lahatir davar shenogin bo ha'olam iser." We make chacham makadmonim. It was already kadmon in the times of the Smak, one of the Bali Atosvus. The mistama lo nagu bo iser machmas chimutz atzmo. Obviously, like our Gemara says, there's no chash of chimutz. The lo tau bedavar shatinokol shabis rabban shalomdu ha'alacha yodin tikabediyam psachim deimalde chimutz kiim ha'heminim. Everybody knows this, so the minog must not have started because they thought this was going to Ba'al Yedei Chimutz. V'lakach nira l'kayim ha'minag v'leser kol kinyos v'pesach v'lo machmas chimutz atzmo. It's not because of chimutz. Ki tosu lo markein ela mitam gzeirahu tekivan tekitnias ma'asa kederu. It's a gzeira. V'dogan neb because kitnias and rice you can make into like a porridge, into an oatmeal. V'dogan nami ma'asa kederahu kedaisa isharina kitnias ulai asi lechlufei ulahatir daisa kivan te'id v'idi ma'asa kederahu. Right now, these you walk into the, you could have a pizza shop that makes their pizza on matzah shruya. Whatever, you look at it, it looks like regular pizza. Like, oh, I didn't know pizza wasn't chametz. I didn't realize this. I thought you could have it. It could lead to. I'm not going against any practical issues today. I'm just talking about the svara of the smak because people might be come to Asi Lechlufe. That's one svara of Kitnios. The Ritva right here quotes a different svara. The Ritva says no. The point is that silos in those days and storage areas they had weren't perfectly sealed off, and therefore it could be that in some of the rice silos and granaries, there were some wheat that snuck in. Matzinu minak pashit, b'kol svarad. He says, the Ritva quotes, in all of Spain, sha'ochlen b'pesach orez mevushal, they eat rice. V'somchen b'azal diber yaga'onim, sha'amru she'imach misin klal, mikom makom tzorach lizar ma'od, sh'ari nimsa sh'im ha'orez mimin ha'kus min tamid, v'im nishar sh'am afilu gargar achas, nimsa sh'nasar ha'kol b'bishula b'mashu, like we had a few days ago. V'lachen tzorach livdok oso, pam achar pam be'iyun gadol, t'halav ichzuke isurahu, kiman demilsa d'shchicha tuva, v'ahar be'menachasidim nimnu milechol mehem b'pesach. They get mixed in. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes both of these svaras in the beginning of Simin Taf Nun Gimel, where Kitnios is discussed. That's where he quotes it. But ultimately, the Beis Yosef quotes the Smak, quotes the Ritva, and says, I don't think it's such a big deal. I don't think you have to be machmir about it. And that's why. This is the famous machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says, Eilu dvarim shiotz v'enidei b'chavetz matzah. He quotes the five. Ava lo ba'orez v'sharmini kitnios, v'gam eina bamu l'yechimutz, u'mutter la'asos mehem tavshil. And you could use it, it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch says, don't tell me there's anything wrong with it. Rama v'yesh osrim, v'haminag ba'ashkenaz la'achmir, v'ein l'shanos. If it gets mixed in a little bit in its batel, it doesn't osir b'mashu like real chametz does. The Mishnah Berurah right here quotes the reasons for the chumrah, and he says the ein l'shanos. Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the first law of Cherebi, Shulchan Aruch Harav, v'afilu ba'achron shel pesach gam kinyan l'hakol bazeh. Why does he say that? Because some people are making a matzah shruya on the last day. But he said, those who have the minhag l'isser the whole Pesach. But he says, no, not kitnius. Mikolakam b'shas ha'tchach, ein lo b'vashel, there are certain heterim. So anyway, that is the important discussion of kitnius. Maybe we'll have a daf be'in shiur this week about the sugya of kitnios and matzah shruya related to the daf, Ez Hashem. Either way, but this is the discussion, maybe something also we will hopefully talk about, and that is totsaos of kitnios is also major. Fine, even if you want to say kitnios is usur, what about totsaos, meaning oils, products? That's the big issue. Even if you say something is kitnios, what about the totsaos, the products of that? Peanut oil. Even if you want to say peanuts is kitnios, is peanut oil kitnios? What about cottonseed oil? What about all of these, right? The Coke changes their ingredients from corn syrup to different ingredients when it comes to Pesach. So yeah, if it's not la'ochle kitnios, some Cokes have la'ochle kitnios. But if not, one has to ask and figure out what the halacha is in terms of totsos. Again, maybe that's something that we'll talk about with Moshe Shita and others in terms of kinyos. The quinoa question is also a major issue. Either way, let's continue though now. But it comes from the Ritva right here. This is one of the major shitas. Let's continue. Six wide line. Masnis and Delog Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, our Mishnah, which says only five grains is not like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. De Amar Orez bin Daganu. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says Orez is a type of dog on one of the grains. V'chayav anachimutz of karis. If I eat rice, bread on Pesach, says Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, I'm chayav karis. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri oser ba'orez beduchen mebnei shekarv lahachmetz. He they aser to eat from it on Pesach because karv lahachmetz, meaning they also hold. These are also included. Ibailu, what does karv lahachmetz mean? Shekarv lahachmetz to kadem umachmetz. Does it mean that it happens quickly? Karov, meaning in terms of time lahachmitz, o dilma karov lahachmitz have, chametz gavmer lo have. Or does it mean karov lahachmitz that it could get to close to being real chametz, but it can never get to real chametz, right? Which does it mean? Meaning, the big nafkamina, kadem lahachmitz means it could become real chametz quickly and you're chayef karis. Mashenkin, if it's karov, maybe you'll never be chayef karis, it'll just be close. Tashma, as we just said, Titania, Amar Yochanan Menuri, Orez bin Daganu, v'chayavin al chimutso karis, v'adam yotzi bo yidei chovaso b'pesach. It says, yichayef karis, v'chein hayer Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Omer, karamis chayeves b'chala. Karamis is chayev and chala. My karamis, Amar Abaya, shitznisa. My shitznisa, Amar Papa, shitznisa, the mishtacha bene kalanisa. Right, it's found among the kalaniyot, the types of plants. Okay, that's karamis is chayev and chala. Again, you see Rabbi Yochanan Menuri has a more flexible understanding of the grains, and therefore he would include even rice and millet. And if you look there, Maseches Brachos, there it discusses that he would say also that you have to wash on it, and it is one of the grains for all intents and purposes. Good. Amar Rabbi Barchan Amar Eish Lakish Isa Sheni Losha. Next sugya. This daf Pesachim Lamed Hey has some major important issues. Right. Number one was kidney, as we just had. Now we're getting into the next one, what we call matza ashira. Here we go. Isa Sheni Losha B'Yayin V'Shemen Udvash, a dough that was kneaded not with water but with wine, oil, and honey. Ein Chayav V'Nachimutzo Kares. There's no kares on that. There's no kares on matzah, on flour that doesn't have any water with it, right? It's a different liquid. Yasav Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Kamei Rav Idi Bar Avin. They were sitting in front of Rav Idi. Yasav Rav Idi Bar Avin become a nam name, and Rav Idi was taking a little snooze. He was sleeping a little bit. He obviously must have learned Yom Halayla, and he was resting a little bit. Amalei Rav, he wasn't resting so much because he heard the conversation going on. Amalei Rav Huna Menam name means very lightly. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua the Rav Papa. So one says to the other one in front of the Rebbe, my time at the Reish Lakish. Why does Reish Lakish say this, that if you take flour and knead it with wine, oil, and honey, or honey, and not with water, then you're not chayav kares. Amalei damakra lo sochal alav chametz v'chulu dvarim sha'adam yotzei b'heni dechavaso b'matzah chayav nachimus kares. There's the connection. Whatever you can use for matzah, that's what you're chayav kares for on the chametz. V'ha ha'ol v'ein adam yotzei b'yidei chavaso. Since this, a person is not yotzei yischiv, dahavi lei matzah ashira, it's called rich matzah. Why? Because an oni only has flour and water. That's what matzah has to be. Lechem oni. One of the pshatim that the Gemara Pesachim later on gives is lechem oni, a poor man's bread that all has is flour and water, not matzah ashira. Right? Rashi says that here too. Ein chayav en al chimutza kares. There's no chiv matzah ashira. There is no chiv kares on. Good. Eisve, before we talk about it, let's continue. Eisve, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua or Rapapa. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, Rapapa, 1 minute. Him cheyu vigma'o. If somebody liquefies a certain iser that is a solid. Himcheyu vegamo. Right, Rashi says, Ashum lechem demin dagan ka'i. Somebody takes any type of bread and liquefies it, right? Soaks it and makes it into a liquid. Im chametzu, if it's chametz anish karis. If he drinks that on Pesach, it's chayev karis. Because there's chametz in there, even though it is liquefied. The im matzahu ein adam yosi de chobas v'pesach. But if it's matzah, you can't be yosi yachiv, because the liquefaction removes the status of matzah. Removes the status of matzah. Says the Gemara, or I take that back. That's what one might say, but Rashi says, why is not one ayotze? Delav derech achila ka'achale. If it's in the liquid, that's not the normal way of eating matzah. Lav derech achila achale. That's Rashi. Meaning, just the opposite of what I just said. From Rashi, you might have said that it retains its status, but it's not the normal way of eating it. And therefore, that's why you're not yotze. V'ha-hacha, continues the Gemara, de'ein adam yosi yechavaz ma'matzah v'chayav anachim u'zakaris. You see, the equation is broken. We just said that matzah ashiri not going to be chayav karis on. Why? Because if you can't be yosi your mitzvah matzah, you can't be chayav karis. But 1 minute. Here's an example of something that you are chayav karis for if you eat it, and you're not yosi your mitzvah matzah. So you see, the equation is broken. So interbu Rav Idi bar Avin, all of a sudden Rav Idi says, wait a minute. He jumps up, amalu dardaki, children. No, this is the reason for Reish Lakish, that matzah ashira, one is not chayav karis for. Not because the parallel between matzah and chametz. You're right. You wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah of chametz. You wouldn't be violate. You can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it because of lechem oni. But why is that? Mishum dehavi lehu mei peros. Umei peros ein machmitzin. Because it is mixed with mei peros, and mei peros, by definition, do not create chametz. Mei peros ein machmitzin. That's the line of Rav Idi. Okay, a couple of points to talk about. First of all, before we turn the page, fulfilling a mitzvah's achila in an abnormal way, shelo kederech achila. So our Gemara seems to say explicitly that you're not yotze. Lav derech achila kachale. Is that only in the havamina? Lamaskana, do we change that? Or we rejected that, but that fact wouldn't change Lamaskana. That idea. This is the suffix of the Mishnah Malach. We mentioned this, I think, a week or two ago. The Mishnah Malach in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam talks about Shelo Kederach when it comes to Isurim, Shelo Kederach HaNa'asan, but what about mitzvot? That's his suffix. Yesh Lachkor, Perek Hey, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. By all Yisurim in the Torah, one only gets Malkus if one gets Hana in the normal way. Do you say the same thing by mitzvahs? Drachmana Amar Tochal, Kugon Matzah V'Karim Pesach, Imachan Shalok Kederech, Im Yatsi Dechavaso. If somebody eats it, Shalok Kederech Hanasan, is one Yotze. V'Nirai says Deloshna. I think it doesn't make a difference. Even though it makes a difference for Averus, I don't think it makes a difference for mitzvahs. T'kihechi de mitzvahs lo sasei. D'rachmana amar. I'm sorry, the opposite. Meaning, just like you are not yotze and achila, it's not a violation by Averos, it is not a mitzvah by mitzvahs. V'nira de lo shna. That's what he means by there's no difference. T'kihechi de mitzvahs lo sasei. D'rachmana amar lo sochal. Amrinan de'im achlu shalokadech anaso de pater. Mishum de lo mikri achila. If it's not called an achila for an avera, hachanami be mitzvahs sasei. D'rachmana amar tochal. Im achlu shalokadech anaso lo yazi yichavaso. Mishum de lo shme achila. Ela shalora isi ka'es dinze bepirish be mitzvahs sasei. Beferish. I didn't find this by mitzvahs sasei. So some achronim say, the Rashash right here says, what about this Rashi? What about this Gemara? The Gemara says, you're not Yotze. So you might have said, oh, because it loses the status of Masa, like I said, but no, Rashi says, it's Shalok Kederech Achila. This is an important discussion, but again, the Rishash here notes that it relates to the issue of the Mishnah Lamelach. Point number one. Point number two. So the Mishnah, the statement was, Himcheyu Bagamu, if somebody liquefies Chametz, the Chid is an Isser Karis. Interesting stira the Radvaz deals with in the Rambam. How much chametz has to be mixed in here. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah says you have to eat a kizayis of chametz in order to violate the Isser Achila, obviously. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuros, Radvaz points out that the time that you have to eat this chametz, if it's liquefied, is the time it takes you to drink a revius. The shayla is this a liquid or is this a solid? You have a kezayis of chametz. The Rambam says you have to have a kezayis in here. Masha'en kein, the time that you have is the time for a drink. Says the Radvaz, and chela kei simin kuf memhei, v'nirali the time of the milsa. There are two issues here. Defining the cheftza and the maisa avera. Debi achila azlinan basar shir ha'iser, shehu kezayis. Ubishahia azlinan basar ha'pa'ula, vishosehu, vilo ochel. Ubalkarchach bishasa shir machayva waskinan. For the drinking, you're doing an act of drinking. You're going to be chayiv for the fact that you drank a solid kezayis of chametz. That's how you define the item. But you're doing an act of drinking here. So that's why the Rambam, says the Radvaz, could use two different shiurim. In terms of the chefetz, it's a kezayis, but in terms of the maisa that you're doing, the zman that you have is for a revius. Okay, now we turn over. May peiros ein machmitzin. Major machlokes rishonim. May peiros ein machmitzin. What does that mean? Matzah ashira. That's what may peiros is. Right? Where one did not use water, one only used flour with apple juice and wine or oil or honey. So we have shitas rashi. Shitas rashi is on the next omad. Daflam mudvavim and aleph rashi, right? In the a little more than a third of the way down, Rashi says, "Me peiros ein machmitzin," but it is still usur. It's like chametz noksha. It's still usur, at least be the rabbanon to eat. That is shitas Rashi, and that's the minog of those who are makra for Rashi who don't eat matzah ashira on Pesach. We'll see who that is in a minute. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam right here says no. Rabbeinu Tam says real plain may peiros would be mutter. There's no isra at all, and he could eat it. May peiros ein machmitzin. It's mutter. The only time where it might be usur is if it's mixed in with some water. If some water is used, then it's still not kareis, but it's an isur lav. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says right here. Rabbeinu Tam says, you look at the first couple of skinny lines in Tosfos, the kasha, he says, look later on, avo mepeir shari, de mepeir zei machmitzin, mashva de shirin lagamre, chempeir shmeinu tam, de machmitzin kolikar. Ay, vahad amrat yisar biyad, kashi irev iman mayim, toz mamaros yozel hachmitz, vial ha, amar, de ein bakares, avo lavis be, avo hecha de les, but harobis mayim, kugon yayin, vachomis ar mepeir, sharu lagamre. Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether matzah ashira, whether may peiros is usur still derabanan or not. The Rambam even has a more split shita. If it's plain may peiros, he goes mutter like Rabbeinu Tam. If there's water mixed in, it's chayef kares. Sounds like very extreme. But either way, because that's regular, that's not called may peiros. That's water. So this is again a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rambam. As we know, there is by kidneyos, so too there is here in Simin Tav Samach Beis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, and this comes up very lamaisa on years when there's Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos, and you're trying to figure out what to eat for Shalosh Shudas. Are you allowed to eat matzah ashira on Pesach? And then the question is, even if not, can you eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Beis, May Peros below Mayim Ein Machmitzin Klal Umutur Lechol BePesach Matzah Shini Losha BeMay Peros Afilu Shasa Kol Hayom. You can't use it for your mitzvah matzah, but you could use it, you could eat it. There's no iser. No iser. Right in the Baragula here says, Tur b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, mimeimer, the b'shua ben Levi, p'sachem lamed hei, mei peiros ein machmitzin. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mei peiros im mayim, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'marim l'hachem, it's yosi misharisa, hilkof ein lalush b'hem, ein lush b'hem, yofi miyad. Right, a little water mixed in causes it to be machmitz quickly, so one has to be very careful and cook it right away. That is the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah here doesn't say a word. Got to turn the page. Says the Ramah on Siv Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "May beitzim v'shar mashkim kulam have bechal my peiros." And on that, the Ramah says, "Umbedinos elu a nogin la lush be may peiros. We don't use may peiros via filo liktofa matzus." A nogin rak la'achar afiyasin bodem cham and vein l'shanos am lo b'shasat chak l'tzarich chole ozaken hatzarich lazeh. Right, but we make our din. But Ashkenazi custom is not to use may peiros at all, not to use any matzah ashira. The big shaila is, as I just said, erev Pesach Shecholias b'Shabbos. So, is the minog of being machmir, or the din of being machmir like Rashi, is that only on Pesach, or is that even on erev Pesach? So the Shulchan Aruch says, l'shitaso, tav mem dalid. What are you supposed to use for Shalosh Shudas? The Shulchan Aruch says, Rama says no matzah shira, therefore you got to use something else, or you got to split up the meal very early in the morning. The Noda Behuda argues on this Rama. The Noda Behuda says, what are you talking about? The Minhag Matzah Shira is only on Pesach itself. It's an extra chumrah, even on Erev Pesach. The Noda Behuda says, no, you don't have to be so machmir, and you could use it on Erev Pesach. Okay, weiter. Yotze b'demai b'mai ser v'chulu. One can be yotze the mitzvah matzah with grain of demai, as we said, and Maiser Rishon. Shinlo Chumasa. So the Gemara says, Demai, halo chazile. How can you use Demai? There's a Gzeira drabanan. I am not allowed to eat Demai. Rov Ami Aras Maaser Nehem, but there's a Gzeira. And there's even Lundis. We discussed with Yosef Engel as the Chakira. Is Demai, the motivation was Mishum Safek. But did they make it a Takana Kavua or not? Meaning, let's say somebody ate Demai on purpose. They violated the Issa drabanan. And then they find out later that there was really, Maiser was taken off. Retroactively, did they still require Tshuva? Did they violate? Or we say, no, it was, you know, you found out there was no problem. So that's the machlokas lumdis about the takana of demai. But the Gemara says, lo chazile, how can you use demai? You can't eat it. So the Gemara says, no, kivan di'i boi mafke l'nich say havi ani v'ochal demai. Says if he wanted to be mafke all his nechasam and become an ani, and then he could be eat demai, hashanami chazile. So because he has biyado, he's able to eat demai if he wanted to, so even though he didn't put himself into that position, demai is still nechshav something that is mutter to him. Titanat, the Mishnah says in Demai, Machilim Sahani and Demai Vasachsani Demai. Poor people and people passing through can eat Demai. Vyam Rafuna Tana Beshame Omrim, E Machilim Sahani and Demai Vasachsani Demai, Ubeisilo Omrim Machilim, we Beisilo says it can be Ne'echal. Rashi here really has two pshatim in the question of the Gemara. Demai, it's not Chazi. Why? Rashi, first day is that there's a different Isser on this, as Rashi said on the Mishnah. There's a different Isser related to this food, so therefore you can't use it. It's not only Misham Chametz. Number one. Number two, Mitzvah Ba'avera. Rashi says, Mitzvah Ba'avera. So Rashi is quoting Mitzvah Ba'avera in the context of matzah. That's important. Why is that important? Because Mitzvah Ba'avera doesn't come up so many times in Shas. It comes up at the end of Bava Kama in the context, in the beginning also, in the context of the making of bracha, when you're on a stolen item. But really, the Gemara uses Mitzvah Bava Veira in Meseches Sukkah, beginning of the third parak, in the context of Karban and Lulav. Karban and Lulav, Mitzvah Bava Veira is mentioned. Why is that important? Why isn't it used by matzah? The Yerushalmi has Mitzvah Bava Veira by matzah. The Bavli never has it by matzah explicitly. What about Sukkah? The Bavli never has it by Sukkah. This is the comment of the Bavli Atosfos that we don't have in Bavli Atosfos, but we have it in the Ritva. The Ritva in Sukkah Daf Tes, the Ritva in Kiddush in Sukkah on Daf Chav Tes. He quotes Bavli Atosfos who say, Mitzvah Baba Veira is only a problem by certain mitzvos. Mitzvos that what he calls are Ritsui mitzvos. Mitzvos that inherently are mitzvos. Every mitzvah brings me closer to Hashem, but mitzvos that directly are meant to bring me closer to Hashem. Kirvas Hashem, like carbon, like lulav, which is shaken during the Shmon Esrei. Tirtu betosfas, delekala meimar mitzvah babaveira elabadavar habalaratzos. Kikarbon velulav, alobashar mitzvahs. That's why he's answering a question why the Gemara didn't say it by Sukkah on Daf Tes there. The Ritva himself doesn't like this. Right, there are other answers to the question that he's trying to answer there, but this is clearly Rashi against that day. Because Rashi is applying the concept of Mitzvah Ba'avera even to matzah, which again is what the Yerushalmi does, but the Bavli never does it. Good, that is Demai. Also in very interesting Tosas here. Tosas says it can be Yotze Demai. Yotze with Demai. Mesupag Ri. Iboi Lamemar Yotze Dafka Dieved. Is it only Bidi Eved you could use Demai? Kidamrinan Hol Mafka Lenichse Vachazile Mikomakma Dainlo Mafka Lahu. Inami might be, but you are mafkarit. So only b'di evid, because you could do this. So you're connected to it, but you shouldn't have done it. Or we say no, even lechadchila yotzim. Why hol v'shari la'aniim v'achilas matzah nami nikra achilas anius. Wow. This achilas masa, because it's roi for an ani, and you can make yourself into an ani, so it's already called an achila of anius, meaning lechem oni, what is needed. So Tosfos has that suffix, what is called lechadchila and what is called b'di'evet. The Pnei Yeshua, it says on Tosfos, it doesn't mean that this is the only matzah you have. That's for sure called b'di'evet. But this is even if you have other matzah, and you want to use this one. Good, we continue. Maaser Rishon of the Trumasa of the Chulu Pshita. So it's obvious, you could use Maaser Rishon, that Trumas Maaser was taken off of it already. This is perfect. Perfect Maaser Rishon. Why can't a Levi use it? Pshita. Kiva den lechumaso chulin avi. It's chulin. To the, why is it called chulin? Because even a Yisrael, if a Levi gives it to a Yisrael, you could also eat it. It's chulin. It's not, it doesn't have kedusha. Lo tzricha shektim b'shibol. And the chiddush is where the Levi went very early before Gemar Malacha was done and took his Maaser Rishon. V'det lehem ena trumas Maaser, meaning he took it before a truma gedola was taken off. And then he took Maaser Rishon and took off Chumas Maaser, v'lo nala menem en Chumas Gadola. He did not take off Chumas Gadola because he does not have to. Uked Rabbi Yavo, Dorm Rabbi Yavo, Omer Shem and Lakish, Maaser Rishon, Shekdimu B'Shibolin, Pater mi Chumas Gadola. Shene Amar, V'hari Mosim, Menem Chumas Hashem, Maaser Menem Maaser. Chumas Maaser is one taking off from the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Menem Maaser, Amarti Lecha, v'lo Chumas Gadola, v'chumas Maaser Menem Maaser. The halach is, we don't take off two matanos, only one. One hafrasha from the Maaser Rishon. So that's why if it's very early, so you only take off Trumas Maaser. One might have violated the Isser of doing the Matanas out of order. There is the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, the Sefer Chinuch has it, a mitzvah Ayin Beis, in Parshas Mishpatim, that there's a Seder Matanas, there's Bikurim, and there's Trumas Gadol of the Chulu, but that's a separate Isser. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Pavel Abaya, Ela Me'ata, Filuktima Bekrinami Lipater. If you're telling me that the Levi, if he takes it very early, he could just take off Trumas Maaser and that's it, so what if there is Gemar Malach already, and he goes and takes it before Truma Gadol was taken off? You should say it there too also. The Gemara said, no. Amar Le Alecha, Amar Kra, Mikol Matanoseichem Tarimu Es Kol Trumas Hashem. Matanoseichem is plural, so it's an inclusionary. There you have to, in that case, you have to take off Truma Gadola. Umara Isa, why do you include Truma Gadola in the second case and not in the previous case? The Gemara says, Hayitgan Vahayaluitgan. No, the question is, did he jump the gun? If he got it, if the Levi went to get the Maaser Rishon before any Chiyuvim kicked in, then fine. All he has to take off is Trumas Maaser. But if the Chiyuvim have kicked in already, if Trumas and Maasers, then the Trumas Maaser, the Truma Gedola Chiyuv doesn't disappear. It's Idgin already. You already made it into a heap. And therefore, you have to take off both. Good. Maaser Sheni Vekta Sheni. If the Vechulu Pshita, again, it's Pashit. Why can't you use Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, or even not, in Hektish? That was Nifta. Hacham Mayaskinan, Shanasan Azakaren, Vlo Nasan Azachomesh. No, you gave the Karen, but you didn't give what you were supposed to give when the Bailam redeemed. Maaser Sheni or Hektish, you're supposed to add on 25%, the Chomesh. And you didn't do that here, but still you're Yotzev. Kamash Vlon, Dein Chomesh Ma'akev. It's okay, because the Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Period. Va'kohanim b'chala b'tshuma v'chulu. Kohanim can use chala and shuma. That was given to them. Pshita, what's wrong with that? Ma'od etema, matzah shava l'chol adam b'idon. You might think that, no, you have to use something objectively roi l'chol adam. Very interesting havamina. Why should that be? Maybe Pesach is about this shivayon, lechem oni. I relate it. There's a havamina. You might have to, you can't use something that only you can have. No. You have to use something that everybody could eat. Lechem oni. Kamash malam matzos matzos riba. So we have an inclusion to include even chala and truma. So how do you say the havamin is rejected? You might say no, it's accepted, but you don't define lechem oni based on who could eat it, but based on the physical makeup. As long as it's lechem oni with flour and water, that's good enough. You don't need it to be actually the halach. It's a physical definition, not a halachic definition. That might be the havamina maskana here of the Gemara. Avalobet tevel. Now the second half of the Mishnah, but the following items are asur. So they're ba'averus. So you can't use them. Tevel pshita. By the way, according to that Bali Atosos we mentioned before, that mitzvah ba'averu only applies by certain mitzvos. They would have to explain why here matzah is not a mitzvah habalaratzos, so why are all of these aser? So that opinion would have to explain that. Pshita lo tzricha betevel tavel midrabanan. The chiddush is, even if it's tevel derabanan, not tevel d'araisa. How do you get that? Shezra'o be'atzit she'eno nakav. You had it in a flower pot which did not have a big hole on the bottom of it, and therefore it's only tevel derabanan. So even there, it is, you're not yotzen. Sfas Emes here has the chakira, famous chakira, that we've asked many times. When you have a psul like this, does that mean on a daraisa level you're yotze, but just as a psul derabanan, or do we say that the psul derabanan even knocks out the din daraisa? Meaning, if I would use matzah of tevel derabanan, would I be yotze the mitzvah of matzah or not? That's his chakira, and he says it's totally on Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Gimel and many other sources that we've discussed in the past. Below, right, it relates to, let's say you ate it, then you have to eat matzah again. Would you make another bracha? Also, that's a nafkamina. That's the chashuk yechemetz issue in our case. Below the maaser rishon, there's shumaso pshita. Again, what's the chiddush? If you didn't take off shumas maaser, so then what's the chiddush? So pshita lo tzricha shekdimu b'kri. Oh, the chiddush is if you were makdim it b'kri, meaning later on. You might say, no, only the later case. You have to take off Truma Gedola, but maybe not in the earlier case. Meaning the exact Havamina Maskana as of before. Again, it's Pashit. If it's still Maaser Sheni and you ate it out of Yerushalayim, if it's still Hektish, you weren't allowed to eat it. So it's obvious you're not Yotze. La'olam de Niftu, really, they were redeemed. Umaylo Niftu, Shlo Niftu Kil Chasan. What does it mean here? It wasn't Niftu properly. Maaser Sheni, Shepido Agave Asimon. Maaser Sheni, you redeemed onto a coin without a form on it. So you didn't do a proper pidyon, so that's no pidyon. And hektish, you were mechalo, you changed the kedusha onto land, which also does not work. Right, that pasuk, even though the mefarshim pointed out, it might not be a real pasuk. It's putting together two different psukim. Period. Either way, this was meiser sheni and hektish that were not nifta properly. Again, just to end off with that, Chashuk Echemed, he discussed in the case of this Sfasemis Safek, he says here, if you remember Alel HaSeder, that you didn't take off challah from the matzah. Again, it could happen, because in the matzah bakeries, we take off challah later, because we don't want to use any of the 18 minutes. So what if you forgot? So Pasha, you have to eat again. You aren't Yotzev. Yishlis Tapek. Do you have to make another Alachilas Matzah? Because Chalab is Manas Ez Darabanan. Maybe you were Yotzev at the Raisa level and not Yotzev at the Darabanan level. So what is this? Tali, he says on the Chakira, of the Prima Gadim, the Psicho Kolelas, whether you are the Isser Darabanan even knocks out the Mitzvah de Oraisa. And he says, he's noted to say that you would make a brother bracha. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, reminder, if anybody wants to join us in our campaign, feel free to go to nofeiashemesh.com or nofeiashemesh.org and join us in our project. We will, Be'ez Hashem, continue with more in Yanim of Matzah next time.